Eves, 56. When the door swung open, Tim lunged forward. Nate plunged through the doorway and Zila stumbled after him. Tim caught himself on the frame and threw out a hand to grab his friend's. It made his head spin. His balance was off. A fierce wind picked up in the hallway. It was like the gusts in Chicago in the winter, the ones that blasted between skyscrapers and roared down streets so hard they were almost visible. Those winds had gotten inside the building and were racing past him into apartment 14. Tim's foot slipped. The air tore at his shirt, and he realized the wind was dragging him into 14, too. And even as the words depressurize and vacuum raced across his mind and were torn away by the relentless wind, he looked through the door and saw the distant stars and the double solar disks hanging in front of him. Nate and Zila flailed in deep space, tethered to the world by a glass doorknob. His mind rebelled for a moment, but Tim was too well trained to let the impossible shake him for long. He glanced over his shoulder. Clive was braced in the doorway to his apartment, clutching the frame. Veek had sunk low against the wall and scrabbled on the hardwood floor, fighting the relentless winds. Roger had ended up on the opposite side of 14's door, across from Tim.
"Help me!" he yelled.
The sound of a dozen busboys dropping their trays filled the air as all four picture windows shattered in Debbie and Clive's apartment. A kaleidoscope spun behind Clive, and the younger man winced as the glass slashed at him. It skimmed across the floor and toward 14's door.
"Close your eyes!" Tim shouted at Nate and Zila. "Close your eyes and look away!"
He wasn't sure if they heard him or just reacted to the endless wind, but they clenched their eyes shut. The shards whipped through the doorway and became a sparkling hail that flew out into space. One piece traced a line of red across Nate's shoulder as it whizzed by. Another gashed his forehead. Zila screamed as they cut the back of her hand and sliced her calves. She slipped a few more inches down Nate's legs. Her arms were below his knees now. Another crash came from behind Tim, toward the front of the building. The hallway window sprayed more glass down the hallway. Debbie and Mrs. Knight shrieked. Clive looked that way and howled something. Nate's knuckles were white on the doorknob. His desperate grip wouldn't hold much longer, neither would Zila's. Tim kicked his leg up and swung it around the doorframe. He felt gravity shift as he let his other leg come up to fall into 14. His stomach settled on the edge. It felt like hanging off the edge of a cliff, but his body was 3 feet above the floor of the hallway. He slipped and caught himself on his elbows. He looked over, up, at Clive. The other man looked dazed. Papers were whipping around him as they were sucked out of his apartment and across the hall. Blood crept around his shoulders and soaked through his shirt.
"Clive!" he hollered over the roar. "Anchor me!"
Clive shook his head, and for a moment Tim thought he was refusing. Then he realized Clive was clearing his head. The younger man pushed out of the doorway and slammed into the opposite wall. He threw himself flat and grabbed Tim's forearms. They twisted their hands and seized each other's wrists. Something clunked, and Tim saw Zila's can of paint sliding across the floor. Halfway across the hall, it flew into the air and vanished through the impossible doorway. A paperback book flew after it.
"Go lower!" screamed Veek.
She was still braced across the hall, but her angle let her see through the doorway. Tim glanced over his shoulder just in time to see her glasses slip down her nose and vanish into deep space. Something came rushing up the hall over Clive's shoulder and hit Tim in the side of the head. It felt like metal, and he got a quick glimpse of silver spinning past him. He looked down and saw Mrs. Knight's cane whirling past Nate and Zila. It vanished into the darkness of space. Roger had managed to move a yard or two away from the door. Now he ran forward and lunged at Clive. The winds pulled at him, but his momentum carried him across the hungry maw of 14's doorway. He slid along the floor, spun on his hip, and grabbed Clive's legs in a bear hug. Past them, Tim saw Debbie and Mrs. Knight trying to resist the pull of the wind. Debbie threw herself against the wall and wrapped her arms around her husband's shoulders. A sheet billowed out of Clive and Debbie's apartment. It thrashed in the hallway for an instant, like an angry ghost, and was sucked away. Tim looked into Clive's eyes. The other man nodded. Then Tim took a deep breath and let himself slip past the doorframe. Nate looked back at the door and the wind whipped at his eyes. The wooden frame hung in space like the mystery door at the start of the Twilight Zone. He could see the hallway through it, see Veek braced against the brutal wind. And if he looked past the frame, he could see flecks of light and a sparkle of interstellar dust. Nate's fingers slid on the knob. He made them into hooks on the glass ball. It didn't help. Things flew by too fast to see what they were. A few papers plastered themselves on his shoulders before leaping free and diving toward the stars. Zila had thrashed and tried to climb his legs for a few moments. Now she squeezed his calves together so hard his legs ached. The wind pulled at her and tried to drag her off into space. He shot a glance down and saw her face pressed against his legs. She was almost silhouetted against the twin stars below her, but he was sure her eyes and mouth were shut tight. He saw flecks of ice on her eyebrows and lips. Frost formed in her blue hair. His toes were getting numb. "It's cold in space," he thought, "even just a few feet into space." He looked back up at the doorway and saw a pair of legs hanging down. A dark-soled sneaker was just above the doorknob. It was too far for him to reach. He saw Veek through the rectangle of light and her mouth moved in a scream. A moment later, her eyeglasses flew by. Something long and silver whizzed by him and the legs dropped about a foot. Then they came a few more inches. The sneakers brushed his elbow. Someone flew past the doorway up above. It might have been Roger. Nate took the deepest breath he could as the air rushed past him. He looked down at Zila.
"Hang on!"
He counted to three and flung his hands from the doorknob to the legs. He got his arms wrapped around them but slid down the pant leg. Zila shrieked and her nails bit into his calves. Whoever was hanging through the doorway flexed his feet up to make a hook. Nate's arms caught on it and the slide jerked to a halt. Zila screamed again. She was crying. He looked down and ice sparkled around her eyes. Something whacked him in the shoulder hard enough to make his collarbone ache. He glimpsed a steel padlock as it plunged into outer space. Nate looked up and saw three more hanging from the waist the legs were attached to. He had a moment of wondering if they were expected to climb, and then they were dragged toward the door. Tim's legs went up a few inches, then a few inches more. The older man bent at the waist, folding around the doorframe. Nate realized he was above the knob alongside the door. He turned his head and saw the number 14 sitting sideways, next to his face. He heard a distant crash, a shriek, and more things flew past him, bigger things. He caught a flash of red and a flutter of papers and something whacked his hip. They missed Zila and flew off into space. Tim trembled and lurched up again. Nate felt Zila slip. He tried to bend his feet up the same way Tim had, but they were so numb, he couldn't tell if they moved. He looked down. Zila's head was swaying. She looked dizzy.
"Hold on!"
he shouted to her. Hands reached through the doorway and grabbed him under the shoulders. They pulled him up, and he was in the hallway. His perspective swung around and he was sideways.
"She's slipping," he yelled. "Grab her!"
Tim rolled over on the floor. The older man reached in, down, through the door. Nate fell to the ground on top of Clive. Roger twisted free and lunged after Tim to grab Zila. They dragged her out of the doorway. Someone slid next to Nate and wrapped her arms around him.
"Oh, thank God,"
cried Veek in his ear. She squeezed him tight. Either she was very warm or Nate was much colder than he realized. He hugged her back, then leaned forward.
"Tim,"
he shouted.
"We have to close it."
Tim nodded and waved for Clive to grab his legs. Roger was still holding Zila. She wasn't moving. He was rubbing her arms and hands, trying to warm her. Tim lowered himself into the doorway head first. He reached down and his fingers closed on the knob. He flexed his back and tried to heave the door closed. A trio of shapes bounced down the hall from the lounge. The couch cushions spun across the hardwood before leaping into the air and diving through the doorway. One of them whacked Tim in the arm as it passed him. Tim heaved again and managed to get the door a few more inches up. He stretched across the hinged side of the door. The higher he went, the harder it was to keep his body out across the doorway. Clive was across Tim's legs, his feet braced across the hall. Debbie had Tim's ankles. Nate gestured for Veek to join him and they threw themselves across the doorway. For a moment, deep space pulled at him and then Nate landed on the edge of the door, right by the four empty hasps for the padlocks. Veek wrapped her arms around his waist and he stretched his fingers out for the knob. The winds roared and tried to push him back into space. He looked in, down. and saw the spinning cushions and a distant flash of red beyond them. There was a cloud of debris falling out of the Kavach building and into the twin stars. Tim heaved and his fingers brushed Nate's. He heaved again and their hands clasped together on the knob. Nate stretched and grabbed the edge of the door. He tried to lift, but with the air pounding against it, the wooden panel weighed a ton. Roger was next to him. He reached down and grabbed Nate's wrists.
"Don't let go!" he bellowed.
Nate nodded, and Roger pulled. His muscles swelled and his veins pulsed under his skin. He let out a bellow of his own, and the door rose another foot. It was a handful of inches away from being closed. The wind screamed through the gap. Tim and Roger exchanged looks across the gulf. Tim let go of the knob. Roger's hands jumped from Nate's wrists to grab the ball of cut glass. He turned his head to Nate and shouted,
"Get clear!"
Nate let go and Veek dragged him away. The air shrieked as it made a last rush through the narrow opening. Roger worked one knee up against the doorframe, took in a breath, and roared. He threw his weight back, and the door slammed shut. The latch caught with a sharp click. The wind vanished. A few papers drifted to the floor. Silence boomed out along the length of the hallway. Roger collapsed. The hallway tipped and shuddered, and Nate realized he'd fallen over and slid down the wall. Veek slumped against him. Zila crawled over and fell onto Roger's lap with a smile. Her nose was bleeding. She patted his thigh.
"What the hell?"
said Clive. He was holding Debbie and rocking her back and forth. His eyes were wide and wet.
"What the hell just happened?"
Nate held up a hand to quiet him.
"Everybody okay?"
he called out. His throat was raw. Veek nodded. Zila gave a tired thumbs up. Roger closed his eyes and stroked her hair.
"Think we're good, bro,"
he said. Clive looked up and gave a quiet nod. Tim staggered to his feet and gave the door a tentative poke. Then he banged it with his fist. It echoed and trembled like a wooden door. He slapped the four hasps down into place and fished a padlock off his belt. The lock snapped shut on the hasp, and Tim pulled the next one from his hip. He stopped and looked around the hall.
"Wait," he said. "Where's Mrs. Knight?"
Veek leaned her head out away from Nate.
"Did she duck into the stairwell?"
"Mrs. Knight?" called Nate.
"She slipped," whispered Debbie.
Clive looked down at his wife. She was crying.
"What happened, hon? Where'd she go?"
Debbie raised her eyes.
"I couldn't let go," she said. "It was dragging you all, and she slipped and fell, and I couldn't let go of you. I couldn't grab her."
Her eyes drifted away from his and settled on the door to apartment 14. A flash of red.
"Oh, no," murmured Tim.
"I'm so sorry," Debbie cried. "I'm so sorry."